Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. We're back with you on Newstalk 830 WCCO. We've got the video going right now. I am in an office that I used to call my office. I now call it my son's office because he's taken over most of the stuff. Chad Hartman here with you. As you just heard from the open, it's What Would Jason Do? Jason DeRussia is with us. It's his second appearance on the... Dan Edwards, do we have a formal name for this? The WCCO video presentation? What are we calling this right now?
I think that's the best thing we've had. I think that's the name.
Beautiful. The WCCO radio video presentation. Last time...
Very catchy.
Very catchy. It's going to roll off the tongue right there.
You guys are really clever.
Yeah. That's how quick we come up with things right away. The WCCO radio video presentation. I think you're in a different bedroom because last time, did you identify if you were in Sam or Seth's bedroom? I think you just said you're in your son's bedroom.
Last time I was in Seth's bedroom. On his video gaming computer.
Oh, that's right.
And he had his very fancy video game USB microphone. And I am today. He is video gaming, so today I'm in the guest bedroom, of course.
Oh, la-di-da.
Right. When's the last time we've had a guest? You know, I mean, this is sort of the guest bedroom phenomena, right? Like, when you're shopping for a house, you're like, well, I'm going to need a guest bedroom. Who's going to stay in your house?
No. I don't think I want a guest to stay over. Carter's now going to join us.
Right.
He's a man who, even when I called him yesterday, 4 hours later, he texts me back, hey, did you call me? You know, that's how quick he gets back to me. So, Adam, if I said go ahead.
Oh, is my audio working?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you and everything.
Nice.
Would you like if I stayed in your guest bedroom at some point this weekend? Would that be okay?
Yeah, you could help us move.
Oh, are you moving this weekend?
We're getting down to the nitty gritty. So, yeah. So if you want to come over and help move boxes, you're more than welcome to.
Tempting. That's a tempting offer.
I'm tingling with excitement.
Yeah. That's how you know a good friend, if someone is willing to help you move.
No. If financial considerations are not a part of it, what is the age cutoff that you now reach where you cannot ask a friend to help you move, right? If it's a financial situation, that's very different, okay?
For sure.
But I think when you're older than 21, you can't call a buddy and say, come on and help me move. You're now an adult.
30.
30?
Yeah, 30 is the old 21, so yeah.
I think that's right. It's actually 35 is the old 21, I think. During the pandemic, different during the pandemic. I think that's right. Over than 30, it's a little embarrassing. Like, take care of your own business. Although I think now that I think about it, we moved down the block. So we're in our second house in the same block. We clearly like our neighborhood.
I was going to say, you're obsessed with the neighborhood.
Correct.
There's other towns, you know, in Minnesota. It's not just only Maple Grove.
We live in Minneapolis, and because I think, you know, we spend, pre-pandemic, we spent most of our time in the city. And so I thought, well, why are we living in Maple Grove? And we moved out here because it was close to Alyssa's parents. We've never lived by family before. You're like, you want to live by family?
Yeah.
So we looked in the city. But when you move to the suburbs first, it is difficult financially to make that move back to the city. Because what you spend on a house in Maple Grove, where you've got, you know, 2,500 square feet, 2-3 car garage, will get you a Minneapolis house that's from 1962, needs a new roof, a new furnace. You're lucky if you have a 1-car garage back in the alley. Like, it's just a different. Now you get to walk to coffee shops, which I would find very good. There is a dollar value in that, you know what I mean? But it's tricky to go from the suburbs to the city.
There's no dollar value in walking to a coffee shop.
You don't think so?
No. You've got a coffee machine in the kitchen.
Isn't it nice to be by stuff, though? Like, instead of,
well, yes,
nowhere, you're by stuff. You could walk to your favorite, to your corner bar. You could walk to your whatever, you know.
Well, I have a pretty decent idea where you are on the Grove. You've got 10,000 chain restaurants within 7 minutes of you. What don't you have in Maple Grove? I mean, you've got, do you have, honestly, 10 coffee shops within a 10-minute drive of you?
Well, I would say coffee shops is what we're missing. We've got, you know, the small ones, right? Like, we've got, you've got your Caribou, your Starbucks, sure. If you're trying to make the case that, like, the culture and the restaurants and the coffee shops of the suburbs is superior.
Maple Grove. I'm defending Maple Grove. You live there. I mean, Carter, he's destroying Maple Grove, his town. Are you listening to this? Could you put this on the 2 o'clock news? Local celebrity downplays his town and is desirous to get back to the big city. Doesn't like living with the yokels anymore. Is that possible for the 203 news?
I could turn it around for the 103.
I mean, it sounds like a little bit of a bastardization of what I said, which
I am
in the second house on the same block. So,
can we get back to the guest bedroom situation? Jason, what's your protocol? If someone is going to spend the night in the guest bedroom, okay,
sure.
Do you lay out the towels for them? Do they have to use a certain bathroom? Can they go into your bathroom? If you guys have the better shower, could they use that? Where's the line? What if they like to, like me, I can't sleep, okay? Right. And I sleep in the nude. And I wander around, as Adam knows, and I eat at night in the nude. How would you feel if you wake up, the guest is...
Yeesh.
Stomping around the place.
Why do you have to be telling us this stuff while we're able to see you? This is why this is better that radio is supposed to be the theater of the mind. And
take it in, ladies and gentlemen.
It's horrifying.
If I had a guest bedroom, I would put the weirdest stuff in the closet of my guest bedroom. Just so that you know they're going to open the closet. Yes. That's where you got like bondage stuff and, you know, leather whips and stuff. Oh, did you check out the closet? You know, and then they see if they bring it up to you. They know about it.
Word is that's your normal closet at home, Carter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we don't have a guest bedroom, but if we do, that's where it's going.
That's what you do with it.
That's where we do role playing.
My wife, I'm a big believer in, like, you know, if you come to stay with us, she treats it like you are, like you're, like this is a hotel, you know. So she
puts
towels. She takes care of the whole thing. So Alyssa's a very good host. Me, I'd be like, you know where the stuff is.
Exactly. Like, that's me too.
Yeah.
Here's the bedroom.
Right.
Here's the bathroom.
Find a towel. I don't know. Like, what's the big deal? I know you're going through the closets anyway. You're gonna find the towels.
Here's my better bedroom. Here's my better shower. Right. You're not gonna see that area. At all. Carter, are you much of having people hang out and staying at the place?
No, I haven't lived in a home big enough to like have guests. So.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I mean, serious.
When you and Heidi were married, you didn't have, like, I mean, like, was it a really one small room? Like, was this Are you Laura Ingalls Wilder? I mean, what are you talking about? Like, nobody else could fit in the house?
Well, we'd have to move the kids and let them stay in. It was a very small house. So
he's almost setting it up, Jason, like he's moving into a very big, expansive house now.
Where's the move? What are you moving? Have you disclosed any of the details about?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're live in Rosemont. We're moving to another location in Rosemont.
Great community, Rosemont. Bit of a drive.
Wow, another cheap shot. So and Minneapolis.
The opposite ends of the metro.
Exactly. Is the reason why the two of you live so far apart?
Well, you may have landed on something. There's only so much kind of real estate that a personality like Adam or I can handle. There's only so much room in kind of the Northwest Metro. I've got that corner. So
a lot of people don't know this, but Jason really wanted to be the host of Inside 7 on Town Square Television. But there's only one man that has that job.
Yeah, true.
For now.
Believe me, I keep sending my resume tape. And
for now.
We got the guy already. We got him.
All right. I want to talk about a recent purchase that Jason made, how that worked out, and how Adam and I would have handled the same situation. We are on CCO Radio, as always. We're on the Facebook, the Twitter machine, at WCCO Radio. Where exactly are you, by the way, Carter? It looks like you're being held hostage somewhere.
One of our production studios.
Oh!
Yeah, you know this one.
Yeah.
This is where we usually come into and gossip when I walk by the studio and you're like, wait to shut the door before you.
That's the truth, by the way. That's not a joke. That's where we go. God, to Russia, they just killed us, didn't he? I mean, you know, we'll just gossip about Donna. You go into work most of the time still, Jason. Did you have an area at Channel 4 where you would go, psst, and bring in somebody and say, God, Heather was terrible today.
It is difficult to find a place to hide. I will say, years ago, I went with a coworker to have a discussion about, you know, to have a discussion. It doesn't matter. But we didn't want anyone to see us sitting there talking. But we went across the street to the hotel. We're like, oh, we'll go to the hotel lobby. Like, no one knows who's going to see. And, like, literally every one of our coworkers walked through. You're like, I don't know. There's nowhere good to hide. Nowhere good to hide.
Carter, is he telling the whole truth? He went with a coworker hotel.
To a hotel.
And then we just were there to talk, is what he's saying. Interesting. Get CJ back on the line. More with Jason in moments on CCO. All right, we're back here with Jason DeRusha and Adam Carter. Chad Hartman here with you on CCO Radio. It's 12:52. Again, you can listen to us typically, however you do that, radio.com, WCCORadio.com, CCO Radio, or check out our mugs on Twitter and on Facebook. People are offering up questions and comments. We appreciate that. Jason, you did something recently that I fear. And I've been lucky. I met a car guy, my friend Scott Burch. I used to do Dodge Durango commercials for years, okay? And so because of Scott, I've had a car guy.
Nice.
It's not like he's giving me a car. Scott, if you want to give me a car, I'm open to that. But I have a guy I trust.
Yes.
You recently went and purchased a vehicle. I'm just going to say I would be awful at it. I just don't think I'd be the hard-driving negotiator. How did the process work?
Well, I will say, like, there are a lot of really good salespeople out there that are not the cliche car dealer salesperson, but I shop for used cars. So I'm a used car buyer, and I always want a low car or a low mileage used car. And so I have, I don't know, three or four different salespeople that I really like and are fantastic, and I trust them. But it's so easy now to comparison shop. You just go to cars.com, type in whatever car you're looking for, and you can find the comparable sale prices. Yeah. So it's pretty easy to say, like, okay, And my friend who sold me this car, I can say who it is if you want, but he told me exactly what the dealership paid the guy that they bought the used car from. So, like, I want them to make money. I don't expect him to sell it to me for $0. But, like, that's part of the deal. If you have a salesperson that is going to be straight with you, you also have to be reasonable with them, right? Like, yeah, I want him to make money. I want the dealer to make money. I want my friend to make money.
Yeah. Carter, when you buy a car, are you thinking about whether you want them to make money? Be honest.
Keep 100 for yourself and just give it to me at cost.
That's yeah, exactly. You know,
Jason mentioned, you know, there's a lot of salespeople who aren't your typical car salesman. There are still a lot of car salesmen who are your typical car salesman. It's still
it's true. And what I found was part of the racket here is like we were willing to pay cash for the car because it's my friend. And I said,
I'm out.
Yeah. Well, this is how my wife runs our household.
Guest bedrooms, buys his cars with cash.
So much money saved. Like, I'm like, can we invest some of this money? No, she likes to have a nice cushion in the old checking account. A cushion to the tune of enough money to buy a car.
Whoa. Oh
my gosh. So I asked him, I'm like, what's better for you? Like, do you get some sort of incentive if I like take out a loan? And he said, no, do whatever you want. I'm like, well, find out what the financing is. And the finance guy came in with like a 5-year, 6% loan. I was like, 6%? I'm like, that's an absolute ripoff.
Yeah, this is the guy that Carter and I are worried about. This guy comes in at 6%.
And I told my friend, I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, I'll call some credit union. This was a Saturday. I'm like, I'll call some credit unions on Monday. This is preposterous. And he was like, I'll take another run at the guy. And then it came back at a 2% interest rate.
Tell you what, I talked to my manager. We were able to bump it down a couple of points.
My friend he's like, I'm really sorry. Like, most of us at this dealership are not the old school, ridiculous, cliche car dealer. And he's like, but the finance guy is still playing like the stupid old games. I'm like, anybody can compare interest rates online. Like, this is very simple to do. But
how is the Maserati so far? Are you liking it? Does it work right now in the summer? Is it a good summer car?
Yeah, it's great.
What is a good summer car? A Jeep? Is a Jeep a good summer car?
I think so. Talking to my son, who just got his permit, kind of the aspirational car for the kid is the old school Jeep where you take like the top off.
Oh, yep. For sure.
Yeah.
My daughter my oldest daughter says the same thing. She wants a Jeep. And I know I've seen a lot of them for some reason. I don't know if I'm just noticing them more, but I've seen a lot of Jeeps this summer and all of them had the doors off.
Yeah. And you can get them used. Like you can get a 10-year-old Jeep that still does just fine for a kid, you know?
Before COVID, when I went with Quentin on the CCO radio trip, for a couple of the days, we rented a car and we got a Jeep that style. I love it. I think a Jeep, a convertible. I've never owned a convertible. I've been in a convertible a few times. I don't have a big desire to own a convertible. Does that do anything for you guys? Overrated? Russia?
I like a convertible. I had one year, probably 20 years ago. I had a Chrysler Sebring. It's like the opposite of a sexy convertible, but that's what we had. And I would get a convertible, but you wouldn't want it for your main car, right? I mean,
no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.